What have you learned about him as a manager and what he brings to the table, considering his experience as the CTO in D.C.?
Well, I talked to an industry executive, a company executive, who worked very closely with Vivek on several projects. And he says Vivek does communicate well. He's good at developing the rapport with people that he works with. However, let's be clear, Vivek is a no-nonsense type manager. I use the word dictatorial because that's what some of the things I've heard. And he said, well, I wouldn't go that far. But he knows what he wants. He makes it clear, and he holds people to that works with him at a very high standard. He puts the project and the project's goals above and beyond everything else. So I think those are signs that we've seen from other people in that position. Karen Evans, I mean, she was pretty clear, no nonsense. In fact, it's funny, I did talk to Karen Evans, and she was very humble. She says, you know, I just wish him luck, wish him well, and you know, he'll have a challenge in ahead of him.
And we just talked with Mark Forman, of course, who preceded Karen Evans, and he sort of gave the challenges, and there are some real challenges here.
I think the first off is, I don't know what, I wasn't able to listen to what Mark said, but I think one of the biggest things that Vivek will have to get used to is just the size of the federal government. He's dealt with the city government of Washington, he's dealt with the Virginia state government, but if you combine them, I don't think they're even the size of DOD or DHS. And then he's going to deal with all of this. Plus, remember, Congress, he's got 535 boards of directors, you know, members of the boards of directors that care about what he's doing, how he's doing it, what results he's getting. He's also got several more layers of management that he probably hasn't had to deal with before. With the D.C. government, he answered to Mayor Fenty. And the Virginia government, he probably answered to the governor, Warner, at the time. So, remember, he's going to answer to the deputy director of management. We have potentially a CTO coming, a potentially cybersecurity czar. So all of those people are going to play into his decision-making process. So, you know, he's got several challenges.
And his strengths?
Well, again, talking to some of the people in industry, he definitely understands how technology can be used to solve government problems. We've seen that with his use of the services-oriented architecture at the DMV. We've seen that with the idea of putting databases and data online to make it easier for people to find. He's also not shy about making his opinion known. I think that's a strength because, remember, government, you know, all the good people that work there, they also have egos, strong personalities. You get the CIO of DHS or the CIO of DOD, and that's a pretty high job, a very important job. So he's going to have that strong personality to deal with others. He also understands the idea of collaborative technology. Now, this is the idea that IT is enabler, and that's where, as one former GSA official told me, that's where his state experience will really come in handy, because he understands that he has to address the needs of the citizens, and that's something that state and local governments do very well and have to do to be successful, and the federal government really is just moving in that direction to understanding that choice, or that really goal.
Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. Thank you, Jason.
Right, thank
more
you.
Tomorrow? We're chasing this down, so there'll eventually be an official announcement, I would guess.
Exactly. That's what we're waiting for tomorrow.
Perfect.